You showed him the results?
2 days later. The poor sap had never seen three-dimensional color sound images in his life. He claims he isn't superstitious, but if I ever saw an adult look as scared as he did then, call me rookie. When I told him I had a recorder planted in the city square, set to go off at midday with 1 million fanatical Asconians to watch and to tear him to pieces subsequently, he was gibbering at my knees in half a second. He was ready to make any deal I wanted.
Did you?
Gorov's voice was suppressing laughter. I mean, have one planted in the city square. No, but that didn't matter. He made the deal. He bought every gadget I had and every one you had for as much tin as we could carry. At that moment, he believed me capable of anything. The agreement is in writing, and you'll have a copy before I go down with him, just as another precaution.
But you've damaged his ego, said Gorov.
Will he use the gadgets?
Why not?
It's his only way of recouping his losses, and if he makes money out of it, he'll salve his pride. And he will be the next Grand Master, and the best man we could have in our favor.
Yes, said Gorov. It was a good sale.
Yet you've certainly got an uncomfortable sales technique. No wonder you were kicked out of a seminary. Have you no sense of morals?
What are the odds? Said Ponyets, indifferently.
You know what Salver Hardin said about a sense of morals.